Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. All right. So I know when you see anything about questions in a title of my episode, you know I love to talk about questions. And there are a lot of questions we talk about over and over and over because they are that powerful. Today, we're going to talk about two questions. And I know that at least one of them, maybe both of them, but at least one of them we've never talked about before. And when folks start trying to ask more questions, there can be a tendency to overthink, like, what's the right question? What's the best question? So I love simplifying two, just two, that you can use in tons of different situations in many different areas of your life for just about any goal, and they're going to be helpful. Because I know on a recent episode, I was sharing that free download that I have of hundreds of questions you can ask yourself. And while I love all of them and I love having variety and different questions to choose from, and I think that they all have great utility, for some people, they're like, which one? What's the best one for my situation? Or what's the best one for my challenge? Or which one's going to get me best results? So today we're going to talk about simplifying and streamlining, not because those other questions aren't valuable. They absolutely are. And I love them. And I personally put them on flashcards for myself so I can go through them again and again, because the more that I ask them, the better choices I make. And the better I feel, I'm less distracted, I'm less likely to procrastinate, I'm less likely to make excuses. So I love that. And the questions we're going to explore today actually come from some marriage advice that I've been working to implement. I don't know about you, but I find relationships to be really challenging, and especially marriage relationships, to take a lot of work. But before we get into that and what prompted it and how I'm practicing this and how you might be able to practice it, I want to let you know what we're giving away today. I know we didn't do a giveaway last Saturday. Apologies on that, but we are getting back into our routine of giving things away on Saturday episodes. Today, we're going to give away, no surprise here, my top favorite supplement. I mean, honestly, at this point in my life, if I could choose just one to take, it would be Relief Plus. And now that that word is out of my mouth, do not go search for it on Amazon. It's not on Amazon. I get lots of DMs like of screenshots of Amazon. Is this it? No, you're not going to find it on Amazon. I'll link it in the show description so you can find it, but it is not available on Amazon. I feel like that's the default retailer that people go to. And me too. I do that too. I get 90% of my stuff on Amazon. But the reason that this is number one for me is because inflammation affects absolutely everything. It affects anxiety and depression. It affects pain, of course. I think that's what we default to thinking about when we think about inflammation. But more than that, it affects your cellular health. It affects movement. It affects digestion. It affects skin health. It literally touches every aspect of our health, from how we feel day to day to also our longevity and our likelihood to develop chronic disease. Inflammation and control of inflammation is a big piece of that. So Relief Plus is an everyday non-negotiable for me. I shared with you guys on social media. I don't think I've talked about it here on the podcast yet. Maybe I have. I've been struggling with what I think is an atypical kind of vertigo. If you've never heard of vertigo, it's essentially like a vestibular issue where you experience a lot of dizziness and nausea and uncomfortable symptoms. And the reason I think it's an atypical vertigo is because it hasn't responded to traditional vertigo treatments at all. But we've ruled out the big things that it could be outside of vertigo. So I think it's an atypical vertigo presentation. And one thing that can help with that is inflammation. And so I've doubled down on Relief Plus and some dietary changes for eradicating any inflammation in my body that I haven't addressed to date. And it's just so relevant for everything. Like, I have a family member who has some GI challenges, and when they focus on reducing inflammation, their symptoms resolve. I have another good friend who struggles a lot with headaches, and when she focuses on reducing inflammation, her headaches get better. I mean, it just, there's
not much we could talk about that isn't impacted by inflammation. So it's just, I think, really important. And this is a natural approach to it. It's natural ingredients supported by science and literature. So I'll link it up in the show description, but I'm going to give it away at the end of the show. All you have to do to be eligible to win is leave a review of this podcast or any particular episode of it on whatever platform you listen. So stay tuned to the end and I will give that away. But again, I'll also link to it and also share a coupon code for it in the show description. One of the things that I've been working on in my relationship, and that's not to say, you know, our marriage is not in trouble, but I love working on improvement. And my husband and I are extreme opposite personalities. Many of you have met my husband, whether at different Primal Potential events over the years or the Dagny Foundation events. And I think everybody would agree that we could not possibly be more different. Where he prefers to be in a group of people and comes alive in a group of people, I prefer one-on-one or one-on-two interactions and not being in groups. And I tend to kind of shrink away when I'm in groups of people, unless, of course, I'm working and that's a different situation. But personality type-wise, I am a big-time introvert and he is a big-time extrovert. I am all about communication and goals and self-improvement, and all of those kinds of things make him roll his eyes. So we are just different on so many levels. And we're in a season of life that requires a lot of constant improvement. We've got 3 kids under 3. We both are home all day, right? My husband stepped away from his job when our twins were born so that I could have the flexibility to work and also be really present for my kids. So we're together a lot. And one of the pieces of advice that I have been working on and love so much is asking, what is the goal? And if an argument won't get you there, don't argue. What is the goal? And if an argument won't get you there, don't argue. For example, I came down the other day, and I was getting the girls' bibs. Our twins are one. I was getting their bibs to get them ready for breakfast. And I had this fleeting thought of every time Chris washes the bibs, it's like he forgets to get the back of them. Now, it would be easy to say something for me anyway, easy for my personality to be like, oh, these bibs are gross. Dude, wash the back of the bibs. Like, don't just get the, that would be sort of my natural default, not thinking. And I'm probably not as mean as that might make me seem, or maybe I am. Maybe I am. I probably am. But in asking this question, what is the goal? If an argument won't get you there, don't argue. If the goal is clean bibs, then wash the bibs. And if the goal is for Chris to do better at washing the bibs, then the second question is this the right time? Is this the right time? Typically, every day, I get up first, I get breakfast ready for everybody, I get the girls up, and then Chris will come down when Roman wakes up. I'll bring Roman down. So when this situation arises, Chris is just walking down with Roman. The first 5 minutes of him being awake is not the right time for me to address the bibs, even if the goal is for when Chris to wash the bibs that they are thoroughly cleaned. The timing isn't right. Nobody wants to wake up and immediately get feedback, no matter how kindly it's delivered, on how they do something, right? Like, that's just not the right time. So I've been using this in my relationship. What is the goal? And if an argument won't get you there, don't argue. And also, is this the right time? As I've been using these questions, I've noticed my tendency to use them in other areas, in my work, in my food choices, in my decisions around how I spend my time. And they're just such effective questions. Going back to the marriage example, when you have kids, I think that a lot of conversation is about your kids or about your approach with your kids. And one person approaches things one way and another person approaches things the other way. And there can be a very natural and not
not toxic, not negative, but a natural process of like having an opinion on how your spouse does things with kids. And don't worry, this is not an episode about marriage because I'm certainly not a marriage expert, but I want to get to how these questions can be used in other areas of life. But a lot of times I'll have an opinion on the way Chris says something or does something with our kids. And if I say to myself, what is the goal? The goal is for us to be great parents. The goal is not to argue. The goal is not to be right. And the goal is also to not do things my way. The goal is to be great parents. Part of being great parents is modeling communication. And that helps me slow down enough to not say things like, don't do that to my husband, right? I certainly say that to my kids. It checks me and makes me show up as a better communicator, as a better wife, just asking these questions. It slows me down enough to not operate by pattern, by instinct, by default. What is the goal here? And is this the right time? Because timing matters a lot. And there are a lot of people who are struggling purely because their timing sucks, right? They're making food decisions when they're emotional. They are making work decisions when they're overtired or when they're stressed or when they're overwhelmed instead of being proactive and considering timing. One of the most important things that I learned about myself in building a business was my timing. There are some things that I just need to do in the morning, and they do not get done as well or as consistently if I try to do them later in the day. Because I'm a morning person, my timing matters a ton when it comes to work. But most of us don't really consider timing. We just operate reactively, reacting to thoughts that come up, reacting to urges that come up, reacting to communication that comes up or situations that come up without ever saying, is this the right time? Is this the right time to make this choice? Is this the right time to do this thing? Is this the right time to say this or to react or to respond or to send the email? Timing really matters. If my husband is frustrated with one of the kids or just overstimulated because he's been alone with them and they're all screaming or it's nearly bedtime, it's not the right time for me to chime in with advice or feedback. And many of our problems come from having poor timing. Let's say you're winding down your day and you notice these familiar thoughts creeping in of like, I want something sweet. I want one of those cookies. I want some ice cream. How often does that happen? That it's after dinner, the day is slowing down, we're about to put on a show, and we experience some sort of urge or craving. Maybe it's for alcohol. Maybe it's for food. Who knows what it is for you. What's the goal? What is the goal in this moment? And look, if the goal is to indulge, proceed. But is that the goal? In asking the question, you might find that the goal is actually, I want to relax. And knowing that, taking a minute to question that is enough for you to say, well, what are my options for relaxation? Or you might find the goal is to experience something pleasurable. It's been a day of kind of going through the motions and getting things done, and now you have a minute for yourself and you want to do something that feels good. Now you can explore your options. Maybe that's a hot shower. Maybe you want to have a piece of fruit. Maybe you're hungry and the goal is to eat. Cool. Maybe there's a show you've been wanting to watch. Often for me, when I ask that question in the evenings, if the goal is to relax or unwind, the most relaxing thing I can do is go to bed. And then no matter what your answer is, use that second question, is this the right time? If the goal is to experience something pleasurable or to indulge in some way, is this the right time? And maybe that causes you to reflect on the fact that you had two cookies at work today, or it causes you to reflect on the fact that you're about to go to bed in 30 minutes. So maybe having, you know, a half a cup of ice cream is not the best timing. Maybe you should do it a little further from bed or a little closer to dinner or when you're hungry or when you haven't indulged so much or any number of different things. Is this the right time? One of the primary scenarios where I've been practicing this outside of my relationship with my husband is procrastination. I step away from the kids. I'm going to get some work done. Hey, I'm going to go upstairs and work for a while. And then I go up, I open my computer, and I don't want to do it. You know, I got a minute to myself. The kids aren't crawling all over me. Maybe I'd rather scroll on social media or check email or check in on the progress of our renovation plans. Literally anything other than the work that I said I was going to do. And then I ask myself, what is the goal for this time? That question recenters me. It's almost like I use the Waze app to navigate because I have terrible sense of direction. And you know how you can hit the recenter button if you've been zooming in on the plans and you hit the recenter button and it puts you back in context? I feel like this question does that. It just recenters me. It reorients me. What is the goal for this time? Oh yeah, the goal for this time is not to scroll on social media or go through my emails, because then 30 minutes is going to go by and I haven't made a dent in my list, and then I start to feel pressure mounting or like, oh crap, I don't have time. I have to leave for this appointment or I need to make the kids lunch. The goal for this time is to get this podcast done. That doesn't mean that I can't scroll on social media later or that I can't get through emails at a different time, but the goal for this time is to get this podcast done. So is this the right time for social media? Is this the right time to be returning text messages or going through emails? What is the goal, and is this the right time for the things that you are considering? The what is the goal question has that recentering, reorienting effect. I started to share with you guys, or actually I did share with you guys, I think on one of the recent Consistency 365 episodes, about how I was talking to a listener about how she wanted to grow her business. And she felt like life was getting in the way. And when we talked about this, like, okay, what is your goal? To build the business? No, today, right now, in this time that you have now, what is the goal? And I share that to remind you that we're not talking big picture, like, well, my goal is weight loss. Well, my goal is to be kind. Well, my goal is to be a loving parent. Wait, no, right now, in this 10-minute increment, in this 1 hour block that I have, as I stand here in front of the refrigerator, what is the goal right now? Maybe the goal right now is to make a healthy decision. The goal right now is to create a small win. The goal right now is to complete this task. The goal right now is to get the kids to bed without tension, without aggravation. This question is going to help you use your time better. I heard this budgeting advice long, long ago, and it was essentially that every dollar should have a name, meaning that instead of willy-nilly, just, yeah, I got to pay this electric bill, and oh, this is on sale at Target, this shirt is cute, these shoes just popped up in my Instagram. Being more intentional about your money, every dollar has a name. Before it hits your bank account, you know what you're going to do with it. This amount is going to savings. This amount is going to be invested. This amount is going towards the mortgage. This amount is being saved for Christmas gifts, whatever it is. And I think that that same approach is very well suited to be applied to time. Every hour should have a name. And that doesn't mean we can't relax and be rigid, but this helps me use my time better when I know that this block of time is family time in the morning for breakfast and for playing with the kids. And then this block of time is not just for work. This block of time is for this specific work thing. Try to use this to help you manage your time better. That is going to help you make better decisions, because you're going to be less overwhelmed, because you're going to feel less pressure. All of these tools and these questions that we talk about are ways to become a better thinker. What is the goal? Come back to that. So often I hear from people that they have clear goals, they know what they want to do, but then it kind of disappears from the front of their mind because they get distracted by life, by work, by parenting, by things that come up. And though they had really clear intentions in the morning, have you experienced this before? Like you wake up and you know what you want to do, but then come midday, you're just flying by the seat of your pants. And at the end of the day, you're like, crap, I didn't follow through on what those goals were. Just asking this question, what is the goal? What is the goal? Training your mind to come back to what you're trying to achieve, not even necessarily in the big picture, but in this moment. I can't tell you how often I use this in work to be like, the goal of this increment of time is to create this social media post. The goal of this particular increment of time is to respond to emails. Instead of just hoping I get that done, but popping over here to respond to a text and popping over here to check this social media notification. What is the goal and is this the right time? It's reduced stress and tension and conflict in my relationship. It's helped me slow down and make better choices around getting my steps in, making good food choices. And it really helps me stay focused and execute in my work, because I think that most people deal with the struggle of being distracted because there's so many inputs coming in from our cell phone, from our computers, from our children, from our coworkers, that it can be really tough to stay on task. So I think these questions are really effective. What is the goal? Is this the right time? If you feel like you really relate to this sense of not being very intentional and kind of flying by the seat of your pants, and the day gets away from you, your time gets away from you, your goals get away from you, really think about 10X mindset. I've been getting emails and DMs every single day from people who are going through it saying, this is exactly what I needed. I needed a specific process. I felt like I had so many different ideas or thoughts of what I could do or should do, but I felt overwhelmed by the options and I was jumping from one thing to the next. And this helped me stay focused because it was just one thing every single day. It was doable. And it's really making an impact on how I make my choices, because I'm thinking differently, because I'm not making the same kind of excuses, because I'm slowing down and challenging those thoughts. So if that is something you are looking for, 10X mindset is a really easy way to start. And the reason I say that it's easy is not just because it's only one thing a day, but there's no like Facebook group that's going to compete for your attention. There's no website you have to remember to log into. It's one email a day for 30 days. And you can go through it over and over and over. The first people are just finishing up, or they're within a handful of days of finishing up their first 30 days. I guess by the time this airs, they'll be very near the end of their 30 days. And I've gotten at least 45 emails from people in the last several days saying, I'm going to go back through. I'm going to do this again. I want to keep these questions at the top of my mind. So I'm going to link that up in the show description. You can also go to primalpotential.com/go/10x, primalpotential.com/go/10x. Or if you struggle to remember that as I do when I'm listening to things, just click the link in the show description or message me and I can send you a link directly. But oh, I don't want to forget to give away the Relief Plus. So the winner is Nita-Health Coach. Oh, that's cute. Nita Health Coach. Huh, but it's spelled like N-E-D-A. Nita Health Coach, you are the winner of Relief Plus. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within, 60 days of today's episode airing, my mind blanked there for a second, let me know your mailing address in that email. Tell me you were the winner of 1132, and I will get that out to you, the Relief Plus, and you can check out the link in the show description if you want to check it out for yourself. There'll be a coupon code in there as well that can save you $10 on your first order. Otherwise, ask these questions. What is the goal and is this the right time? Even just asking one of the two questions consistently can really be a game changer for you. We will see you tomorrow. And in the meantime, what is the goal and is this the right time? See you tomorrow.